another lady self-publish a book on Mayan astrology. And in celebration, we had the charts all laid out on this table, and we're thinking in celebration we had to go to dinner. And I looked at the chart, and I thought of dinner. And I looked at the chart, and I went, my goodness, this is the same size as a placemat. So I could have Mayan astrological placemats in every Mexican restaurant in the world. I'll be rich and famous. I was very excited. I got an investor, and we put $4,000 into producing these placemats, and I went, drove to restaurant to restaurant to restaurant to restaurant all over this Phoenix area at the time. And also I was selling the books and charts to local bookstores and bookstores up around Sedona, Arizona, around there. And I spent all that $4,000 and nothing happened. No bites at all from any of the restaurants. So I went, okay, well, that's not going to happen right away. I'll just go make this calendar famous, you know, make it more known, and maybe I'll work my way into that. So I went to a convention called Crystal Healings on the Rocks. It was a gathering of crystal skulls in Sedona, Arizona. I went there with my books and my charts and the placemats and the jewelry and opened a booth. And I'm all ready to make these sales and talk to everybody about the calendar. And across the way was another booth with real Maya in it. These were guys from Guatemala. They'd come up to visit the crystal skulls and do ceremony. So I went over there very proudly with my charts and my book and showed them to this Mayan shaman. And he looked at the stuff and he went, yeah, this is a Aguelas dream spell. I said, yeah, the Mayan calendar. He goes, no, the dream spell is not the Mayan calendar. Well, I felt like I just kissed a freight train going at 80 miles an hour. Wiped me out. I went right back to my booth and I covered my booth. And then I followed this Mayan shaman around for 4 days. I mean, I got up at 4:30 in the morning to go do fire ceremony with this guy. I was at divinations. I was at ceremonies that they did. By the end of the 4 days, I knew this guy was probably telling the truth, knew what he was talking about, but I couldn't be for sure. Because I was just fooled by Jose Arguelles, Humbats Men, and Aluna Joyaxkin, who were promoting the dream spell calendar as the Mayan calendar worldwide. And there was over 10 million people who believed that the dream spell calendar was the Mayan calendar. So I had to go to Guatemala to find out for sure. So I packed up my jewelry and I went to Guatemala. And I went to the sites looking for Maya shaman that I could talk to and ask what day it was on their calendar. And I found two of them while I was down there. And indeed, they did tell me what day it was on their calendar. And both of them agreed on what day it was in two different places, on two different days. They gave me the right day. But it was not what the dream spell count said was the day. So it was kind of a good day and a bad day for me. It was good that I found out the truth, that the world had been lied to about the Mayan calendar. It was kind of a good and a bad thing. And then also, I found out that my charts, the ones that I had come up with for the dream spell calendar, would not work with the real Mayan calendar. So again, all the work I had done was thrown in the ditch. It's gone. So I came back to the States. Now, when I was down there, I sold jewelry to the tourists. I came back with $437 in my pocket because I sold so much of the jewelry. That was great. It was going to cost me $425 to buy back all the books and all the charts that I had sold And I knew this was a test. This was a test. I'd certainly had other tests in the past of continuing, of believing in what I, in my intuition, that sort of thing. But this was economics. This was a bigger test. I put gas in the car, and I drove to all those places, and I bought back all the books and all the charts. And then I sat for about 2 weeks, wondering what I was going to do with my life. And then, all of a sudden, another download. This time, how to get past the problem of leap year on the Mayan calendar, or on the conversion. You see, the Jose Arguelles dream spell calendar, 13 times 28 is what he bases his calendar on, 28 day months, and 13 different intentions or aspects. 13 times 28, 13 months times 28 is 365. But it's not 365 in one quarter. So in his system, he has to lop off February 29th every 4 years. He has to chop off a day from creation as though it doesn't exist, as though it has no sacred energy. It's just conveniently, it's convenient mathematically. And he has explained that he has improved the calendar over the Mayan 3,000-year tradition. He has improved it by chopping off this day of creation. So it became much, much more evident to myself and that there was something drastically wrong with this calendar. But what happened is I got this method and to go around February 29th. Which is really simply, I started counting the year from March 1st instead of January 1st. That way it's past any possible February 29th is where we start counting and using numbers of days. So you don't have to worry about all that. It's in instruction number 2 on this piece of paper. There's two charts. There's the day and month chart and there's the year chart down here. And what you do is you look up the month across the top and the day down here, and where the two columns come together, there's a red number. And you take then and look up the year, whatever year you're looking up, from 1910 to 2013, just in case, and there's a blue number. You add the two numbers together, you add this red number and the blue number together, and it will tell you what day it is on the Mayan calendar. Instruction number 2 right here, it explains that if you're looking up any January or February date, either you're looking it up, you can look up today's date, for instance, or you can look up your birthday. My birthday happens to be January 26th, 1949. Yeah, I'm that old. So, January 26th, 1949, when you look that up, when you get down here, you have to use the number next to 1948. Because of how you skip over January and February. So it's the only minor little wrinkle in the whole thing. You just have to do that, and then you don't have to do pages of calculations for February 29th. So once you get the number, then you can go straight over here to the Mayan calendar. And it will tell you what day out of these different days it is. And like I said, today is 13 storm, which is right down here. Right down there is 13 storm. And what happened is I went back to Guatemala with these charts. This time, though, I went to the top. I went to Guatemala City and met with the leader of the indigenous priests and elders. That is Don Alejandro Cirilo Perez Oshaw. And I met with him and two of his other shamans and presented what I had. And he understood the momentous event that had just occurred. They had never had this formula or never had this tool because, well, frankly, they didn't need it. They were on the Mayan calendar and didn't have much to do with the Gregorian calendar. But he knew that this was a pathway, a doorway that opens the calendar for all, for everyone. The problem is, I've got white skin and blue eyes. And every single person who came to their civilization with white skin and blue eyes had done nothing but rape, pillage, and murder. So, we sat for quite a while. We sat for quite a while, about 4.5, 6 hours, something like that. And we ate together. We did discuss, but mostly we sat in silence and looked at one another. Looked through one another. Because they wanted to be absolutely sure who I was. At the end of the time, I had sworn to them and to the Mayan people that I would straighten out all the misconceptions about the Mayan calendar worldwide. I had no idea at the time that I would be anywhere near this position with the information I ended up with. But in that time, that's what I did. That's why I'm here, to honor my pledge to the Mayan people to straighten out all the misconceptions. Now, once this was produced, it went straight to Sweden. There is a guy over there, actually a friend of mine, an acquaintance of mine, I should say, John Major Jenkins, had an acquaintance with Coleman, with Dr. Coleman. And Dr. Coleman is a Swedish biochemical engineer who had been studying the Mayan calendar for 8 years. But he'd been studying it from a clinical point of view, not from a sociological or archaeological point of view, but from a scientific point of view. You see, archaeologists, what they do is they conjecture about things. They surmise. They don't experiment with things. Mr. Coleman, what he did was he was looking for what could be proven about the calendar rather than conjecture about the calendar. So for 8 years, he gathered data. And then he had a book that he sent to me. It wasn't published yet. It was just the draft. I read the book. I was starkly amazed. And I helped him get the book published, or helped start that work. And he came to Cancun, where I was at the time. We lived together for 2 months in a one-bedroom apartment in Cancun, and we got to know each other real good. He went back to Sweden, and when we were done, and I went to Sedona, Arizona, to actually ground this information in Sedona. And I was there for 3 years as a home base. Traveled the world with this information, doing these talks, but Sedona was the home base. Now I don't have a home base. Now I'm just out. This is the book that I recommend everyone buy and read. This book, very technical, very correct. It's the first book that Coleman put out, called The Mayan Calendar. It reads like a textbook, and a lot of people don't like that. This book is much more public friendly. It had two editors that helped Coleman to make it more friendly for you, for everybody, to be able to read and understand and apply this information. A lot of information in this book we're not going to go over today. What you're going to see is a blend of my studies and Coleman's findings. But in here is all of the detail, and it's tremendous information. It will more than confirm everything that we're talking about today. And I'm sure you'll recognize the importance of having this information.